You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It is SME time on a Thursday, and while we usually spotlight small businesses doing exceptionally well for themselves, this week we're doing things a little bit differently. We are taking a look at some of the supporting businesses behind small businesses, namely in the form of the Capitec Business Banking. This was something that was born out of the old Mercantile Bank, and over the last couple of years has taken huge strides in making sure that small businesses are supported in South Africa. I'm joined on the line by Business Bank Executive Carl Kumbia to take a look at the Capitec Business Banking business in a bit more detail and see what we make of it. Carl, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. For many years, I think from as early as Capitec's initial inception, it was always put forward as a bank that focused on simplicity and transparency, especially with the personal banking offering. Is that still what the business banking offering has built its foundation upon? And what does that look like for a business banking division?
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned earlier, Capitec bought Mercantile as a foundation in which to build its business bank. And I always thought, you know, when we were put up for sale many years ago, I went to Ferry and we said, you know, with Capitec, what it's done in the retail space and with its brand and balance sheet and knowledge of scored lending, you know, combine that with our business banking knowledge at Mercantile, we thought we could create something quite special. Yeah. And then we set aside, you know, went about building the new business bank, and we built everything on the four fundamentals of Capitec. And those four fundamentals of simplicity, exactly like you said, how do you keep it simple, one account for everyone? Affordability, how do we make sure we're most affordable in the market by a long way? Accessibility, you know, you could be able to open an account online in your lounge at home, you know, within minutes. You got internet banking, you got an app, etc. And then personalized service. We really wanted to keep that Mercantile personalized service. So how do you do that at scale? So we had to build some real good innovation around that as well.
Carl, let's zoom in on the affordability aspect for a second. Business owners, particularly those that we spotlight on this segment of the show, are very, very rand conscious. I mean, every cent counts to a small business, especially if you're trying to grow the business. And when you look at affordability, things in the banking space, things like banking costs and service fees become very important. Tell us about what it is that Capitec Business Banking is doing in that respect.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. And we just feel that business banking has been a segment that's been overcharged for years. Yeah? And why should businesses pay more per transaction than the retail space? You know, all payments run off the same rails. So we just thought that didn't make any sense. So we decided to be completely transparent in our offering. So it's one offering for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a factory with 10,000 employees or a hairdresser with just yourself. You pay the same. Yeah. So you've got the same account, a global business account, and you'll pay the same per transaction. And we also wanted to make sure, because if you want to open an account somewhere else at a traditional bank, there's so many offerings, there's a bundled this, and you never really know what you're paying until you get your bank charges at the end of the month. And we said, no, we want to keep it transparent, and we came up with this this concept in March this year, 1-2-3-6-10, which cuts across the whole of Capitec, and it's R1 a transaction, Capitec, R2 to another bank, R3 for a debit order, which is way lower than the rest, R6 for a real-time payment, and R10 to draw money at an ATM. So that's the same whether you're retail or business. And we estimate we're saving our small businesses that bank with us up to 50% in bank charges. And the larger the business, the more the volume, we're saving up to 90% in bank charges. Yeah, so it's making a real difference to the cost line for small businesses.
That sounds very encouraging, Carl, and especially for those businesses that are fairly new that might want to be trying things out. We have them on the show quite often. We spotlight some of the smaller side hustles and full-time ventures that people go through. And I guess the question then for someone who's running a small business or who is looking at establishing a small business is, what kind of support do I get from the business banking community? I think often when businesses look to explore these areas or people look to explore new businesses, they're worried about whether or not they'll be supported. And I guess this is where a good banking partner does come in handy.
Yeah, for sure. We did a lot of research for the small businesses. And if you had to cut through everything, it's basically three big needs for a business. One is you want an affordable bank account. As you say, you're starting out, you can't afford massive fees. The second one is you want to be able to accept payment electronically, right? So obviously you've got an app and online banking there, but you also want to have a point of sale device that's really affordable so you can accept payment if you're a retailer. And then lastly, access to finance. To us, access to finance is everything. We've worked out that if you can lend a small business 1 month's turnover through a working capital facility, like an overdraft, you can basically double their turnover for the year and double their profits for the year. So it helps the business grow. So those are the three things we thought we have to really get those three right. And we feel we've got it right now. We're able to offer that to the market.
Carl, before I let you go, businesses that are listening to this conversation, and we have a lot of businesses that do tune into the show, a lot of these businesses come from previously underserved communities where they might not have even had a business banking offering. But that's changing. The world is rapidly changing. Business is rapidly changing. We're living in a digital age. How then does a business bank position itself to be able to, one, adapt to the changing landscape and environment, but still be able to offer the best to the clients?
Yeah, I think we decided up front when we built the new business bank, we wanted to be digitally led but relationship based. So as a small business, you must be able to do everything. You haven't got time to go spend time in branches and things. You want to do everything you can pretty much online, through your app or sort of while you're sitting at your office or at home. But if you want to speak to a banker, you want to speak to them now. So we also decided to build a really good CRM system where we can, we know exactly who you are when you phone in, we know everything about your business and be able to help you with your business. So we decided to, there's three things we decided to concentrate on for small businesses. And the first one is to make a really affordable bank account, which we spoke about just now. And the next one is to be able to accept payment electronically. So we've got a really affordable point of sale device, and our commission rates are the lowest in the country, and they're fully transparent as well on the website. And the last one is access to finance. That's everything for a small business. Without finance, you can't grow. And we've worked out that if you can give a client 1 month's turnover as a working capital facility, they'll double their turnover for the year and double their profits, which means they're going to grow. And as they grow, they create jobs. And as they create jobs, we help stimulate the economy. And that's pretty much why we get out of bed in the morning at Capitec Business.
Safeguarding the future of business banking and offering differentiated products to small businesses to help them succeed. That is the role of Capitec Business Banking, and we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the business bank executive at Capitec, Carl Kumbia, for joining us to take a look at what it is that they're doing to support small businesses in South Africa. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.